Baseball is almost back, but Padres Social Hour returns right now, coming to you from the Peoria Sports Complex and Padres Spring Training.
Welcome back, Padres Social Hour. Thanks to Cody Decker for stopping by. That was a lot of fun, as you would expect. Ian Kennedy, in just a moment, a guy out of the four spot in the rotation this year, most likely, Corey Brock, MLB.com, who is someone who threw 200-plus innings last year, had 200-plus strikeouts last year. If you're Buddy Black and Darren Balls, you got to feel pretty comfortable, I would think, with a guy like that in the four spot.
I don't know why we're not talking nearly enough about this guy. Yeah. You know, I think as far as number four starters go across the landscape of the game, I don't know how much better you're going to find a guy, especially the durability factor. I mean, managers and pitching coaches love that. Yeah, that 200 innings, knowing a guy is going to go to the post, make 30-plus starts. You know, there's something really to be said for that. I think that that is becoming harder and harder to do in this today's game. Just because it's so demanding, and that he's able to do that, that he's able to miss as many bats as he can, I think that's something that he could really hang his hat on, and I know the organization really loves.
Yeah, so a couple of days ago, really, really good in-depth conversation with Ian Kennedy about all of that stuff and some more as well. We talked about being towards the finish line here in spring training.
Yeah, we're almost there. Last final week, I guess, and then we go home and go to Petco. I'm excited for it.
Yeah, it's going to be an interesting season and a fun season, I think. Take us through, from a starting pitcher's perspective, what spring training is like. I imagine the beginning is very different than the middle, which is very different than the end. So maybe the three chapters of spring training and what you do to get ready in each phase.
Yeah, we all start from what pitchers, catchers report. You know, just getting out there and your body's just a little sore for the first week just because you're out in cleats a lot more often and covering bases a lot more than you do in the off season. And even like the beginning of part of going pitching on the mound for the first couple times in games, that is, you know, getting out there, getting used to, you know, seeing batters, getting the adrenaline up a little bit. And then you have the middle phase where you try to hone everything in, at least for me. Like, I feel like I'm at the end part of that spectrum. And, my next outing is I'm going to have hopefully six innings or 90 pitches and trying to get that pitch count up. And then the very end, you're like, you can see the light at the end of the tunnel. You just want to get ready, go to Petco, go to San Diego, and you're trying to get through the last start or two, and you can start up against the Dodgers in LA.
I think the beginning part is interesting to me in that, you know, we're sitting there, we're watching the games, we're broadcasting the games, whatever it is, and at times it looks like, you know, a pitcher could be out there just, you know, working on something, trying something. I mean, that's happening in these games, right?
Yeah, we're at least for me, it's like the first three outings, I was trying to get my fastball down. First outing, you're trying to get out there, and you know it's a little up, and next outing, you're throwing a little more. Try to build the arm strength up. I'm not trying to bust out my breaking ball stuff usually relatively early in camp in my first couple outings. And probably in my third and fourth outing, I'm trying to throw a little more breaking balls. My fifth outing, doing the same thing, and then sixth outing is just going out there, make sure you got everything under control and do a little touch up and you're out in regular games.
Makes a lot of sense. You mentioned the breaking ball. Let's talk about the curveball. I think last year, and having talked to you about it and read a lot about it too, I mean, that was a big pitch for you last season. You had the really nice year, over 200 innings, over 200 strikeouts. What else went right for Ian Kennedy in 2014?
Yeah, it's the curveball was a big part of it. I was throwing it for strikes, and it was just a lot sharper than it has in the past. A lot of other things were right too. Just my arm was back on top of the ball. Changed a little bit of things, not crazy amount of a leg kick. Tried to do a little more hip turn and allowed my hand to be on top. My fastball's a little better. Change up was a little better, but made my curveball a lot better and allowed me to, you know, they talk about pitchers casting the curveball, casting it out there. It wasn't very good in the past. In 2011, it was good. 2012, it's slowly started getting worse, and 2013, the same thing. And when that happens, my slider went away. I didn't really have it. Didn't have a cutter. And last year, when I needed to throw a slider, I had a good one. It wasn't a mediocre or bad, or below average one. So, all in all, just changed a couple of things here and there. Made my arm action a little better than in years past.
That's really interesting. And you work, you know, the bullpen sessions, Darren Balls. I mean, that's all part of, you know, maintaining that over the course of the season.
Yeah, and that was fine. As soon as I did in spring training, it was kind of in, it's like a familiar grounds where my arm felt like I was back on top of the ball again. Say, oh, there it is. That's, yeah. It felt good. And he didn't want to change me too much when I got traded, but is a lot, all the off season stuff I kind of wanted to get used to, and you know, this off season was made a lot easier because I just look at film again, and if I see good stuff, I usually can. It's embedded in my head that I can usually produce it. I think a lot of us are, you know, athletic enough to see it, and then we can repeat it. That's partially why I don't like watching a lot of the bad stuff.
Makes sense. Hey, you got to do whatever works for you in your own mind with your own body. Speaking of bullpens and everything like that, you know, we were just standing here and watching you watch a few bullpen sessions. You know, Despaigne's throwing, Morrow's throwing, Thayer's throwing. And you're just kind of sitting on the bench, you know, taking that all in. Is that part of the process for you? Is that just being a teammate? I mean, what are you looking for when you're watching these guys throw?
Partially being a teammate. I was just telling Josh Johnson, I said, hey, it's a lot. I think I'd be a good pitching coach. I can see a lot of the other things that I do that I can't correct immediately. But, you know, like what Darren says, he can walk around like, hey, you know, try to think extension here. And then next thing I know, it's on. But for me, I just kind of watch and observe, like watching Morrow throw, watching Despaigne throw, and Dale too. You know, just watching these guys go in and, you see them every day, and when they make a good pitch, and you try to, I can actually not watch the catcher, and I can tell whether it's a good pitch or not. And I know Darren does it all the time, and I wanted to do the same thing. I'll watch Tyson throw, and I can kind of just block out the catcher, and I could tell if it was a good slider, bad slider, or bad pitch. I know he could do that for me too, and I can see that in myself.
That's unbelievable. Very cool stuff with Ian Kennedy. A lot of new faces, obviously, around camp. How's all that? I feel like we have to talk about the gelling and the vibe and the chemistry. How's that going here as we kind of wind down?
It's great, man. We had a lot of good – we had good core guys before. I mean, pitching staff especially, and I've noticed that it's kind of carried over into, you know, our position players doing the same thing. We have a lot of the same goals and a lot of personalities. It's actually been a lot of fun. It's been a lot of – Buddy's does a great job of making sure everybody's all doing well and our meetings and everybody, so I feel like it's going to be fun. Like they talk about gelling and all that stuff, I think they did a pretty good job of picking good guys in the clubhouse.
James Shields obviously is the big addition as far as the rotation goes, and just kind of elevates everybody and makes everybody better, it seems like, in the rotation. He threw that 1,000 innings from the starting rotation out there like the minute he got to San Diego. You did your 200 last year. I imagine, you know, you kind of smiled a little bit hearing that from another starter.
Yeah, I know that's a lot of our goals. I know Tyson, he definitely would have if something happened at the end of last year where he was really close to where they just wanted to be just cautious and make sure everything was okay, and he easily could have gone 200 innings. And, you know, one of the big things is that Cash needs to, you know, stay healthy, and he knows that. And, you know, that's one of the things that he wants to make 30-plus starts, and you know he has that ability to – throw deep in the games, and you know, he's shown that last year. Of his 19 starts, he's pretty dominant in those starts. So I feel like Cash has that ability, and he knows that one of his goals is to go 200 innings. And Brandon, I know Brandon Morrow's, I don't know if he's ever done it, but you know, it's not easy to throw 200 innings, and especially in a National League where you got pinch hitters and situations, and where pitchers are coming up, and unless you're Silver Slugger every year, you're pretty much going to get pinch hit for, because they're going to have somebody like Carlos Quinton on the bench, or somebody like that's going to really hit.
You just walked me right into what I wanted to talk about. I love the competition among the pitchers, particularly when we talk about things at the plate. And Shields came in talking a pretty big game. I guess right off the bat, he was talking about what a hitter he was and all the things he could do. And his first at bat against Matt Garza gets an RBI single up the middle. He adds another hit, I think, in his next start. You guys, you know, people don't realize, you guys take this very seriously amongst yourselves.
Yeah, we do.
You had the home run last year. I'll point that out.
Yeah, the home run.
Yeah.
but, you know, he can hit a little bit. He talked about it. I was like, hey, man, don't waste all your hits in spring training. People are going to think that you can hit. They're going to start throwing breaking balls and all this other stuff. So, yeah, it's I remember my first year I hit pretty good, and then as soon as I got a lot more breaking balls and sliders, and came a little more difficult. But, yeah, he's seemed really athletic. He can hit. And all of our staff does a pretty good job. We do take it serious. We take our bunting serious and our hit and runs and all that stuff, that little part of the game that help us stay in the game a little longer.
Yeah, hey, every pitch, every inning, every game matters in baseball, especially when you get into those close races towards the end of the season. It's interesting, though, I guess, from the pitcher's perspective, when you're pitching to another pitcher, I mean, like, how much of a scouting report, obviously you're focused on their position players, you know, before a start. How much do you look at a pitcher's hitting ability?
I look at it just because, usually if the guys can hit a little bit, you know them by now, like Greinke or Kershaw. Those guys can swing it a little bit. Bumgarner, same guys. You don't want to take them lightly no matter what, because, you know, you might give up a hit here and there, and those are the worst ones to give up hits against the pitchers, especially if they can't hit. I feel like I've done worse against those guys that have a couple hits maybe a year, and then it's usually off me. I try to do a little scouting report. If they can bunt, what they like to do, where they like to bunt it, and little things like that. Try to help me out any part I can.
Your San Diego Padres are in Peoria, Arizona.
Why?
To get ready for the 2015 season. More of Padres Social Hour at spring training continues right after this.